program myself, and so, like Tim, I have an emotional tie to it, and it resonates with me to hear, I forget the gentleman's name, the pilot, speak to say that there are ebbs and flows, and this could be one of the down periods. Yet at the same time, I do have the confidence in the administration and in the president and the chancellor as they make their recommendations regarding the programs and the budgets. And as a newer board member, I feel that we have to trust the administration that they are doing the right thing, that they are giving us the right information, and that although it does not feel good, that their opinions are good opinions and that they do have the best interest of the university at heart when they make these recommendations, and that they did not do so lightly. I'm comforted by the suggestion that there may be individuals out there who can continue to run the program so that the program will not die. When I think of closure, I think of the doors closing down. And so it gives me comfort to know that there's possibly a junior college in the Champaign area that might continue to run that program. And so it really pains me, but I think I am going to vote in favor of the chancellor's recommendation and pray that the right results will come from it, and that the Department of Aviation, while it may not be considered University of Illinois, it might be under another umbrella, but hopefully it will remain open and will continue to serve the community and the industry.
Very good. I have one trustee that hasn't commented yet. Would you like to make a comment before you head to London?
Yeah. Before I get on the plane. I'm incredibly torn, as it's a very hard decision, the first real big decision of my service on the Board of Trustees. As a student, I can only imagine the worry, the fear, the anxiety of my fellow students who are in the Institute of Aviation, and I can imagine that the mere thought of their program, their alma mater, shutting down is incredibly hard to deal with. And I've read through the letters and the emails, and I can see that they have a genuine appreciation for this program and a genuine love for it. But I also view the big picture, and I know that many more decisions like this are going to come in front of this board, and then each time we're going to be faced with a very difficult and emotional decision. And I don't know what my thoughts will be in the future, but I know after reading the impassioned letters of students my age and of people who graduated only a few years ago or decades ago, that I'm going to use my advisory vote to vote against the proposal.
Okay. I guess one last one. President Hogan, you have recommended the passage of it. Any comment that you'd like to add before we go forward?
I have concurred in the Chancellor's decision, and I think he used a reasoned process to reach this decision and a long process of consultation. The decision ultimately fell to him. I think he made that decision in light of the fact that someone somewhere in the university picks up these deficits. And if it's not picked up where it's earned, it's picked up somewhere else, in some other department, the English department or the physics department. Someone is going to pay the bill. And as we go forward, I would not say in every single case units aren't allowed to run a deficit as long as the campus as a whole is in balance. But I will say that someone ultimately is accountable, and it's generally better that the person who earns the debt is accountable for the debt, as just good business practice here and the university, as is true anywhere else. So on that basis alone, but not only on that basis, I concur in the Chancellor's decision and support it.
Very good. I will just weigh in briefly and reinforce what you said. I think this decision, this question, has been before the administration leadership of the university for some time. I think, as Chancellor Easter explained earlier this morning, a lot of steps have been taken along the way to try to assess it and ultimately come to the decision that's there. I think taking the action to agree to the motion will lead us to the opportunity of finding the right solution for the students at the University of Illinois who also want to get a pilot's license, and that may be in conjunction with Parkland or with someone else. I think it will, it's a tough decision. Karen, as you said, it's going to be a decision that will cause us to find some other alternatives. So I support the decision and I agree to move forward. Well, I think everyone's had a chance to weigh in. I will entertain a motion to move forward with a vote. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Moved second. By Trustee Montgomery, seconded by Patricia. Further discussion, hearing none, we will do the roll call. And again, does everyone understand the procedure of how to vote? Okay, very good.
Those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
I've created a confusion here. Yeah. I said that you had the opportunity to vote on individual issues.
You do.
They do.
That's the next step.
Okay.
So
we're talking about the motion to move into a vote. Great. All in favor of the motion to move into a vote, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Well, is it appropriate then to pull this off the agenda for and move it to the roll call vote, so we can vote in one vote on the other items that were before?
The bylaws provide that upon the request of any member of the board, it shall be a roll call vote. So that's appropriate.
So item 5 will be a roll call.
Yeah, 5A.
5A.
What? Take that vote first. Okay. Is there a motion to do a roll call on item 5A?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, we will have a vote on 5A by roll call.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Ehrenberg, advisory vote?
Nay.
Mr. Estrada?
Nay.
Ms. Acera?
Aye.
Ms. Holmes?
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy? Dr. Kortz?
Negative.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes.
Mr. Montgomery?
Aye.
Mr. Oliver?
Yes.
Ms. Strobel?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas, advisory vote?
Nay.
Mr. Tinkin, advisory vote?
No.
There are six ayes.
There are six ayes.
That are, pardon me, let me make sure.
Official votes is six.
Yes, six official votes, aye.
Six official votes, aye.
Two official votes, nay.
Two official votes, nay, and three.
And three official, three advisory votes, nay.
Okay, very good. So the 5A has passed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now we will vote on the rest of the items together in one vote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Everyone clear now what we're doing? All in favor of the of items 1 through 7, excluding 5A
and A1 as well.
And A1, excuse me. A1 through 7, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right. Those are approved. Now we can move into the roll call agenda, correct? And there is one item on that. Go ahead.
One question. Just to clarify the motion for the balance of the regular agenda, would you please indicate who made that motion and seconded it?
Sarah.
I think Karen.
I second.
Who seconded it?
I second.
Thank you.
Warren seconded.
Thank you.
Apologize for the confusion. Have a good trip back.
Thank you.
Now we need a motion to move. I will entertain a motion to. What?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Read the motion.
It's the roll call agenda. Number 8 is purchase